Welcome to another River Region Spotlight here on Way FM. I'm Ben. So nice to join you here this morning as we shine the light on those making a positive impact here in Kentuckiana and also the tri-state regions. And I have some great friends here from Spark Hope. And if you're not familiar with that, stay tuned because we're going to give you all the details on that. Laura Wingfield is joining us. She's the executive director. And Stacey Harrob is joining us. She's the program coordinator. Ladies, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having
Thanks.
Us.
Yeah. Yes. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. So, what are both of you? We'll just jump right into it. Can you give us just some background? Or actually, let's just talk about if you met somebody on the street and they said, what is Spark Hope? How would you explain that?
You want to take it?
Sure. Spark Hope is a single parent resource center. And we come alongside single parents who are in school at least half time, working part-time, and then, of course, parenting. And so we come alongside them with resources, anything from gas cards to utility help to also coming alongside them at special times of the year where unexpected expenses come. That could be back to school, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, offering them emotional, spiritual, and financial support and encouragement.
Okay, wonderful. And Laura, how did this organization get started?
Actually, it started in 2003, and it was a kingdom assignment through Northeast Christian Church. Our pastor, it was our 25th anniversary, he gave 100 people $100, asked them to pray over it and see what they thought God wanted them to do with that money. And so when we originally started, it was called Mom's Closet Resource Center. Because Sheila felt called to help single moms. She wanted to help them dress properly so they could go get jobs and things, hence our name, Mom's Closet. Then she realized that they came in and she was getting them dressed, but they were going home hungry. So then she added a food pantry to that. Then she felt like she was just giving them a handout, not a hand up. So she said, how can we really make a difference in their lives? So then that's when we came up with our life plan program that is connected with education and career planning. So our whole goal is to help them be self-supportive on the other side.
Okay, great. So, yeah. And we talked about it a little bit a few minutes ago, but can you, again, what are both of you can take it? Can you just kind of take us through what are the various programs and the ways that Spark Hope works?
Well, initially, if someone is interested and thinks that they may be eligible for our program, they go online to sparkhope.org and fill out an intake form, and I process through that and see if they meet the eligibility requirements. If so, we have pantry. Pantry isn't necessarily the best word for what we have. We kind of call it our on-site mini grocery, but it is a grocery store. They can come in. That is where they get all of their food. We partner with Jared to Care there, and they come in and get not only non-perishables, but meat, produce, frozen food, toiletries, over-the-counter, cleaning supplies, all of those things. We're able to meet that need there on site. And then we do, again, come alongside with things. And it depends. We sit down with each parent at the initial interview and look at their budget and see what things need to be adjusted. And so we may help. It may be a gas card, or it may be help with a utility bill, something like that. We also connect them. Another important part of that is connecting them with resources they may need to succeed along the way. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, someone that needs to advise them academically, or a financial planner, or someone in the business world if they need a shift in job, that sort of thing as well.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. All kinds of ways that you serve and help people, it sounds like. How did you guys get involved with Spark Hope? Laura?
I actually was on staff at Northeast when Spark Hope originated, and I was over women's ministries. So even though Spark Hope was kind of like a missions-oriented thing, it was basically for moms. So I was like, can I kind of like shepherd these women over here? So that's how I initially got involved with them. And then in 2012, Sheila asked me if I wanted to come over and actually take over and run the organization. Mm-hmm. So that was a hard call, but I felt God calling me out of the church world and into the nonprofit sector. And so that's what I've done. So it's been a fun ride.
Wonderful. Stacey, how did you get connected?
I actually found out about the position through a Northeast connection as well. Someone was telling me about it, and Immediately connected with the vision and the mission of the organization, met with Laura and felt like, for sure, this is the direction I want to go. Love what I do with these parents. It is a gift.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, Stacy's been such a wonderful addition to our moms. She almost works like a case manager for the moms, but she really builds a relationship with them. And it's just great to watch her because they call in once a week just to check in. And it's, if you could just sit and listen to her on the phone with these gals, I mean, she prays over them before she gets off the phone with them. She's really made a huge impact in their lives. She really connects with them.
Wonderful. That's so great. And you provide, as we've shared, a variety of services, a variety of ways that you work with individuals. What would you say life is like for some of the individuals that you work with?
It's tough. One of the biggest challenges that we talk about, how do we meet the need, is they're so busy. I mean, that's a heavy load to be going to school, to be working, and also trying to stay healthy yourself and parent your children and help them grow and pour into them the way they need to be poured into. And some of, you know, there are some of our clients have family around, but some are absolutely without support in that way. And I think we do feel a gap even there. They sort of have a family in us and a connection in us and support in us. And that's much needed because it's very busy. I think they're limited on time, limited on resources, and it's difficult.
Sure.
One of the things we really want to, we're going to start offering this year, is we want to do like adopt a family. So like for churches that have small groups or Bible study classes, you know, that would be a great way for them to serve us, is to come and adopt this family and just kind of help mentor the mom, the or the dad or the children, and just kind of walk along beside them to help give them some support, because we think that's really needed.
Yeah. I love that. I'm part of a small group Bible study, so I was just talking with somebody the other day about a different organization, but the same idea. So I would love that. So personally, yeah, you have my email. Send me info on that.
We'd love to,
love to get involved that way. Want to remind you, you're listening to the River Region Spotlight, and our friends today are from Spark Hope. We're talking with Laura Wingfield. She's the executive director, and Stacy Harab is the program coordinator. Do you have a story or a couple stories on the impact and how God has worked through Spark Hope in the lives of people that you work with?
I'll tell one, then I'll let Stacy pick up on one. You know, we're pretty blessed because some of the moms that have come into our program, believe it or not, everybody thinks that we're working with teenage moms, and we will. But a lot of our moms are really older because they've gotten out there and they see they can't do it. So they're like, what can I do to better my situation? And then they realize that they need to go get educated. So, because of that, some of our moms that are older, we're already beginning to see the difference in that next generation. Their kids are going to college. And so we're getting to see the fruits of that. And that is just so neat to watch that. We've had one mom who, she graduated with an associate's degree, and her daughter is going for her master's right now. It's amazing to watch that. And we had another gal, she graduated, and she passed the bar, and she's got her own attorney practice in Kentucky and in Louisville. And another gal, she graduated, and her son got a scholarship at University of Kentucky. You know, and one gal said she was the first person in her family to get a college education, and now she's watching her son. He graduates from PRP and is going to start as a sophomore in college. So that's
wonderful.
It's wonderful to watch those kind of things.
Yeah, you're really creating a legacy of hope.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Change. Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Stacy, do you have a story?
I do, and I do want to say we reference moms a lot, but we have shifted some from when we changed our name to Spark Hope. We are serving also single dads, and
great.
So it's a single parent resource center now. We have moms right now in our program, but we are open to also serving and resourcing single fathers. This is kind of on a smaller scale, and it's the day-to-day that I see and work with a lot. The educational piece is huge, obviously, in bettering their situation, but we also want our clients to come away more resilient, mm-hmm. not just, you know, self-sufficient financially, and that is part of being resilient, but we see the children impacted by where the frame of mind the parent is. And if they feel supported and they don't feel like they're overwhelmed and everything is too much and they're all alone, that impacts the way they parent. That impacts, you know, the emotional tone of their home. So we see that and get feedback from the kids on that. A detail, a little small detail, would be an example of a mom I had call me and say, I've got springs sticking out of my mattress. Like, my springs are now, they're sticking out of the mattress, is really uncomfortable. Is there any way that I could get a bed, a mattress? And it was not a week and a half, I don't believe, I had a call from a couple that said, okay, we have this queen-size mattress, box spring, and frame, wondering if you could use it for anything. I was like, as a matter of fact, we have a mom right now that needs that. They said, we'll take it to her, we'll load it up and take it, and they did. And that is just a small, very small example of things. God does that all the time within our program. We are so grateful for those that give and that, you know, are sensitive to the Spirit of God. And guess what? They call, I have this. You may need this. And we're like, that's exactly what we need. So
I love it. Wow. That's amazing. Exciting. Yeah. Just people being attentive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And then just you guys just being a vessel, which I'm sure is just so amazing to see God work all the time.
You heard us reference, like Stacy said, a lot of single moms. Mm-hmm. We just changed our name on July 23rd and did the reveal because we did a strategic plan this year. And even though the stats showed that most of the single parent homes are single moms, we did see that the biggest number on the rise was single dads, and there really wasn't much out there for them. So we're excited about opening that up and letting people know that that's an opportunity for single dads as well.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'd heard of Mom's Closet, and I was just, when I was talking to Steve here in our office, he was sharing with me a little bit about that. So that's exciting, and I know that is an area that is somewhat
untapped.
Untapped, I mean, is a great, really is. Great way to put it. So thank you guys for seeing that need and filling that need. That's great.
Thank you.
As we've shared a little bit, you have a lot of needs, a lot of a vast amount of ways that you serve and help people. Do you have any volunteer needs, ways that people can get connected with you? I'm guessing yes.
Oh, yes, as we nod vigorously.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. There's probably people out there that want to get connected, want to get involved. What needs and what spots can they fill?
Oh, I can certainly share some, then Laura can maybe back me up. But obviously, she mentioned adopt a family, you know, emotional support and mentoring. That's a great fit. We also have practical needs, donations for our pantry, and then organizing in our pantry and putting away donations and doing inventory and those sorts of things. We have very practical needs on site, from landscaping to, you know, facility cleaning. We have phone calls that can be made, thank you notes that can be written, that sort of thing as well. All of those are a part of what our volunteers might find.
Okay, wonderful. Laura, other needs?
You know, we're always looking for good board members. So those of you out there looking for a place to serve like that, that's wonderful. And like every other nonprofit out there, we're forever fundraising. So we have committees that help us put on different events and things through the year. So a lot of times that's very helpful for somebody who works during the day and they can't come into the office during the day. So that's a way that they can serve as well.
Okay, wonderful. It's like you read my mind, because my next question was, what events are coming up? Let's talk about events and ways that maybe different kinds of ways that people can get involved through events.
We have a couple of different things. Now through the end of the year, we do something called our third Monday night meals, where you go to a restaurant and you just mention our name and we get a percentage. And if you go on our website, it says events and restaurant nights, and it'll give you the different restaurants you can attend. But we also have an event coming up on September 26th. It's at one of our board members' home, but she has a beautiful home and a beautiful garden in the backyard. And so we're opening it up, and it's called Cocktails and Collections. But it's actually, we have several artists, local artists coming in, and they are going to have their art there, and they're going to sell it, and we get a portion of the sales. And last year it went very well for us, and so she wanted to open up her home and do that for us again this year. And so you can register for that event on our website as well.
Okay. Let's give people the contact info, how they can connect with you to volunteer, to find out about the event.
Yes. The best way to find out information on is to go to our website, and it is www.spark, with a C, SPARC-hope.com. kingdomassistance.org. And so when you get there, there's a volunteer tab, so you can volunteer right through that. There's also, if you need our assistance, there's a need assistance tab, and then there's an events tab. There's a donate tab. You know, we're always looking, as everybody else is, to build our monthly donors, your monthly giving partners. So there's just lots of ways to do that. And if you want to contact our office, our phone number is 502-245-9899. And we're usually there Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5.
Okay, wonderful. Lots of great ways to connect with you. I'm partial to websites, and I was looking at your website. There's a lot on there.
Yes.
And so that's a great place to go. I just personally recommend it. I was just checking it out, and lots of great resources there. But, of course, you can give them a call and find out more information that way as well. Yes.
Thank you for having us, because as a small nonprofit, we love to be able to get out there and let people know who we are and let them know that we're out there, because the need's there. Mm-hmm. And so we just need to make sure that people know we're there so that, they can find us.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thank you guys for joining us once again. Laura Wingfield, the Executive Director of Spark Hope, and Stacey Harrob is the Program Coordinator. Ladies, once again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. And thank you, friends, for joining us for another River Region Spotlight. One more time, spark-hope.org, and you can always give us a call at WayFM and find out more information as well. Thank you again for joining us for the River Region Spotlight. Join us again next week as we shine a light on those making a positive impact in Kentuckiana and the tri-state regions right here on the River Region Spotlight.